new program will help integrate Indigenous traditional knowledge into school science, technology, engineering and maths, STEM, curriculum across Australia. The Stronger, Smarter Institute Indigenous Knowledges in Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics, STEMIC, program kicks off in August with a series of workshops in Brisbane. Led by Indigenous experts over 4 days, the workshops aim to better equip teachers to include Indigenous knowledge into their teaching practices. The Wire's Catherine Andrews asked Chief Research Officer at the Stronger, Smarter Institute, Dr. John Davis, whether the aim of the workshops is to get Indigenous knowledge systems recognised in the wider school curriculum.
Yes, key experts like Vic Stephenson, who's coming along to professional development, talk about the notion of shared knowledge. So that's the fact that understanding more about how our country has developed. His particular expertise is foreign country, and all of us around Australia share that unique connection to land and the notion of firing the land and the special plants that we have, which do need fire to germinate, clearing the leaf litter, etc., etc. So he talks about, he frames it as the notion of shared knowledge. So it's something that's integral to reconciliation as well.
So this is going to be for all students, not just Indigenous Australian students, is that right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, we have a core premise of the Institute about you can't be what you can't see. So for the challenge for education is to be able to provide more telling culturally responsive curriculums, culturally responsive pedagogies, which highlight and put our jargons, our young ones' faces at the forefront. So this highlights that. And with the reality that seven schools have an Indigenous jargon in school, there's a massive population out there across Australia. So whether you're one in the school or you're 100 representative within the school, it's a vital piece of information to be tapping into, an identity to celebrate.
Can you describe what some of the workshops might look like?
Yeah, for sure. So the notion of coming together around STEM is a core focus. So the notion of what brings us together, and what brings us together is the data around the international studies like PISA, which have highlighted our Indigenous young people's high interest in science, and yet there's a limited crossover rate when it comes to tertiary pathways. So that flags to us that there needs to be more professional development, more learning opportunities for our teaching teams to tap into that high-level interest and create an opportunity which is going to connect to the fastest-growing industry in the world. So the particular workshops take our teaching teams who are involved through an in-depth look at how Indigenous knowledge is placed within Australia and what their connections are to Western sciences. So in doing that, we have lead experts like Vic Stephenson, Jodie Edwards, who come and show the particular unique Indigenous knowledge is connected to their countries and how they apply and connect around the country. So it's about opening up the curriculum and the insight that teachers can gain about how to embed our Indigenous knowledge in a culturally appropriate and responsive way.
So you mentioned Victor just before. He's a fire knowledge expert, I believe. So could you give me an example of what maybe his workshop might look like? Like, what would, if I was a student, say, doing the workshop, what might I be doing? What kinds of things?
In the creation of the lesson, it's utilising things like the fire stick makers, which involve a lot of math and science about creating the friction to create the power to ignite the fire. And there's a notion of controlling the fire and responding to the needs in the local environment, e.g. if there's leaf litter about, it needs to be cleared so the next generations of plants can come through, and why is that important? It's the connectivity that a lead like an expert like Victor explains about everything is connected, about the healthy waterways with the plant systems, with the animals as well. Their ecosystem is highly connected. And so giving more insight onto the holistic view and the whole connection of Indigenous knowledge to the land is so much more important, more powerful than what is often made accented in science around the molecular levels or the one component of science. So it's a unique insight in the fact that we are connected holistically into a whole world view around the ecologies. In that instance, is an example of the notion of power that exists in doing a technique like cultural burning, fire burning, which not only links to clearing the land and connected in an ecological sense, but also the connection to well-being, the fact that people being on country, being connected to country, and the storyline which are connected in a particular area. So it really, really brings those practices and knowledges, like we often have awareness around dream time, dreaming stories, and so on and so forth. This is about the fact that this is living knowledge now, and that our culture is the oldest living, surviving culture in the world. And that is a knowledge and a culture to really accent and really celebrate, and even more so within the STEM world.
It's Dr. John Davis, he's the Chief Research Officer at the Stronger, Smarter Institute in Queensland. He was speaking to The Wire's Catherine Andrews.